Hey guys, it's your girl Ty, aka T Dot. Welcome back to the Normal Black Girl Podcast, season 3. Oh my gosh, season 3. On this season, I have plenty of male guests that the ladies and fellas have been asking for me to bring on for a different perspective. No, we're not doing the normal black man versus black woman debates throughout this season. We're actually deep diving into things that have our perspective based on the people we are. Not to go against each other, but to see where we have similarities versus our differences. So I hope you guys enjoy this and see you guys soon. Y'all nervous?
No, I ain't nervous.
All right, don't be nervous, because we ain't no going back now.
No, ain't no going back.
All right. Do y'all need code names? Do y'all care if I say y'all's name?
Let's see.
So what y'all want to be called?
This is Drello.
Drello, okay.
And I'll be Slim.
Slim. Okay. So we got Drello and Slim in here. Okay. So we're going to be talking about dating in a digital age. So, y'all, okay. So I'm going to be real. Why do y'all feel like it's so hard to date in a digital age? Y'all really set the tone for it, if we being honest.
When you say y'all, like, what you mean? Men set the tone.
Overall, no matter race, men really set the tone for digital dating.
I disagree with that.
How?
Because I feel like social media, for all the good things it can be, I feel like a woman on social media, like, might be as powerful as the queen on the chessboard. Like, real talk. Like, a woman, she don't have to be no type of famous, but you look at her profile, this motherfucker got so many likes, type shit. Like, it is catered to, like, a woman. Like, it's a woman's, like, playing field. Like,
okay, but who's doing the likes?
In this digital age, we gotta go back to
MySpace. Okay. All right, we could go to a party. Y'all know, we could go to a party. We dance. All of a sudden, you get an inbox. Hey, I seen you at the party. Why you ain't talk to me? Why you ain't dance with me?
Rejection is real.
Because, you know what I'm saying, generation, I was talking to somebody the other day, the generation now and then, when we were doing it, it's two whole different generations, two whole different times. So, the way people communicate now, the way people is getting in touch with people now, is a whole lot more easy than what it was for them. My special law wasn't the law we had at the time. So that's why we used it so much at the time. Where now, you got the snap, you got honest that my mind takes you to meet this person that you just make her. She might know her, you know what I'm saying? That might be her best friend who the person is on watching.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's just, everything's just different now.
I just feel like it really didn't. The only thing that changed is you having more access to people that you probably really never met.
Right.
You know, you can see who they got mutual friends with. Like, oh, they know this person, but I don't know them, so let me...
Are you in too deep when you start hiding likes?
Hell yeah, because what are we hiding likes for? You can still look at it and see who liked it.
Okay.
You just can't see the number of people that did it. That's why I don't understand that feature.
I feel like there's so many avenues that you can, like, as far as communication goes, right? Like, people may be using social media to promote their business, right? But there's also a flip side of that. And who's to say if you're right or wrong? Like, especially our age. Like I know a nigga who basically only used social media, like, to talk to women.
Mm-hmm.
And is that wrong? Like, is that wrong?
Who's is he in a relationship?
Whether he's in a relationship or not, that's still his form of communication. Like, a main source of his communication at that.
I mean, it's a main source for all of our communication, if we being real.
Yeah.
Because I'm a bad texter. Yeah, I don't really reply back to inboxes either.
Because some people really don't like social media. So it all depends on the person. You gotta look at it from everybody's perspective. Because
regardless. Yeah, that's the thing. Like, it garners attention regardless. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. And a woman, I'm about to say something really.
Hey, go ahead.
A woman is treated, and she ain't gotta be a black woman. A woman, a fine ass woman, is like God on that motherfucker. Lord forgive me. Like,
but sometimes they ain't even gotta be fine. They just gotta have a nice body.
Nice body? That's still fine. Like,
no, it's not.
Yes, it
no,
is.
Y'all like, be killing me. No, it's not.
And that's another thing, because once again, you gotta look at it from all perspectives. Sometimes some women, it ain't even all about that. They body. It's really about where they were mind at.
Yeah, right. Nigga. Okay, don't get me started, nigga.
Don't make me
sound like the woman hater in this motherfucker because I'm about to.
No, we gotta be real though, because everybody's superficial at the end of the day. Regardless of whatever we want to say, you superficial.
Everybody got shit.
So you not gonna try to entertain somebody you ain't attracted to. You not gonna even look at somebody you not attracted to. So we can't say, oh, I love her for her mind or him for their mind, and give them the time of day if we ain't attracted to them.
Exactly. And attraction is, people be trying to say, like, don't go on looks or whatever.
Shit.
But attraction is probably
the main thing. That's your first 80 thing.
To 90% of it, nigga.
That's the only reason why I want to talk to you. Because I'm attracted to you. Then now I care about what your mind like. Because that's what really is going to tell me your character. Yeah, I like how you look, but can I deal with you every day? So y'all saying it's harder to date now?
It's harder to date genuinely. Really, like, it's not hard.
Cause that
like,
one you really want.
Yeah, it's not. It's not hard to meet. It's not hard to form a relationship at all on social media. But in hopes or chances, man. Right.
That it lasting? Y'all feel like that's the reason why relationships don't last that long?
Because
social media?
Hell yeah. Social media does play a role. If you born before 1980, social media don't matter to you. But if you between 1980 and I don't even want to say 80, but about 82 and
now?
Yeah. Hell yeah, social media is, man, yes, that is a major part of any relationship.
Okay, so what's the difference between hiding your relationship from Facebook or social media or keeping it private? What's the difference? Because you know there's a difference.
Okay, hiding it is hiding it from, like, you could be a wild on social media, but you don't want your people, like, people from work to be able to find you, right? And being able to hide it, or being able to set your,
your keys fell. They right there.
Being able to set your shit up for, like, privacy, that also gives you access to who has access to you. Like, who's able to view your stuff or whatever. Like, it's all, everything is a scam in life anyway.
I think personally, the difference is you hiding from social media is basically you hiding from the world, because everybody on social media. Now, you keep it private, just like Drello just said, your direct people, like family, friends, close people.
Okay.
We know what you got going on. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think different is in my person.
Okay. So y'all feel like privacy is what helps keep the relationship happy?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. Everybody ain't supposed to know your go-to. Everybody ain't supposed to know, like, I can't share on social media what makes my woman, you know what I'm saying, what does it for my woman. Like, man, you know how hard I had to work to find that out? Why would I want to share it? No, that's special. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I may voice that at the reception or something, at like a wedding, but no.
Oh, yeah. All
right. Sacredness matters in a relationship, bruh. Sacredness matters. Like,
what's that old
you
saying?
You can't just be displaying and sharing everything.
What's that old saying? Left hand can't know everything, the right hand doing some shit.
Yeah.
So the opposite. It ain't the more you know, the less you know.
All right. So what's what's deal breakers when it comes to y'all being in a relationship when it involves like your partner being involved on social media? Like what pictures y'all want to have naked pictures? She can't post nothing in no bathing suit.
Hey, Slim,
what's the difference between
Slim,
a bathing suit?
I'm gonna let you take this one.
What's the difference between a bathing suit pic and a half naked pic? They still show the same thing.
Hold up. What's the deal breaker for you as a woman? What's the deal breaker for you as a woman?
When it comes to social media?
Yes.
I mean, okay, being in somebody's inbox, like, come on now, being in somebody's inbox, being in somebody's comments thirsty, yeah, you can't be embarrassing me in public. Now, you can be in the likes, alright, go ahead and like it, because we all like what we see sometimes, like, yeah, you're going to find other people attractive other than your partner, but it's whether or not you actually act on it, so you got to show me some type of self-restraint. So, inbox, comments. And, yeah, that's it for me.
All right, Slim, what you got? I like that, by the way.
Say it again.
Oh, hell no.
My bad.
The simple question, what is your deal breakers when it comes to your partner posting on social media or being on social media? What are your deal breakers? Like, hell no, nah, this ain't gonna work.
But it's just...
I feel like when you with somebody, they know when it's too much.
I ain't gotta explain that. Because they already know when they're doing too much. A half naked picture and a bathing suit picture is two whole different things. It's not the same thing. Because a half naked picture is where they can have on something see-through, but it's still half naked. But you can still see what's going on. Bathing suit picture and when they cover themselves, basically.
What she got on a bikini? Ain't too much. We done seen the bathing suits nowadays. They be having thong bathing suits. Little tiny bathing suits that just got
you
the triangle.
What bathing suit's called? No, I'm single bathing suit.
Okay.
And it's the...
So she need to have on a cover up when it comes deep.
Not as a cover. You got on a toothpick, but you can cover up the toothpick. You can use it as
make
a
sure toothpick. Make sure it covers up everything.
I feel like...
Yeah. Be a woman.
I feel like...
Be my woman. Be a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's very important.
Being modest.
Yeah, I feel like don't do nothing. Don't do nothing that you wouldn't be proud of me doing, right?
Exactly.
Like, if you're going to be on that motherfucker with your ass and titties out, don't be mad if I want to throw on a pair of gray shorts, gray, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Gray joints, you know what I'm saying?
Daddy shorts.
My dick pressing, like, press for attention. Like, don't garner no attention that you wouldn't be happy with me garnering.
Mm-hmm. So have y'all had any relationships that like were broken up off of y'all, like based off of social media, like whether they were doing too much on social media or y'all were doing too much on social media?
Come on now,
shout my fucking business. Or y'all want to talk about it?
Come on now.
I think you should go first.
Okay, I haven't said, I can't per se say that my relationship when I was with my ex-fiance, I can't say we broke up because of stuff he was doing on social media. He wasn't active on social media like that. Yeah. Like y'all was saying, he wasn't very active on social media. However, he was sliding in DMs and would meet up with people. Like he met up with a girl and that was the deal breaker. So I can't say, oh, based off of what he was doing on like posting and stuff is the reason why.
In the time that y'all dated, right? I want to ask you this. In the time that y'all dated, was there ever men that you knew that if you wanted to fuck them, you could have?
Yeah. Well,
okay.
That's the same thing, right?
Yeah. No, but I just wanted to get that out there.
Yeah.
Because it ain't that I don't think women are, like, I can't really say this no other way but this. I always have thought women are the sneakiest creatures on the planet. Right?
We can't be.
If they want to hide something, you will never know about it, bruh. And if you got to be really good, and you got to really know your shorty, like nonverbal communication type shit. Like, you really got to know your shorty. You got to know her patterns. You got to know her through and through to even, like, catch a whiff of whatever. Like, because that's how good a woman is at hiding stuff. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion, my perspective, or whatever. With that, there's also the other side of, like, actually falling for a woman. So yeah, like, it's been shit that hit the fan on social media that I ain't proud of. Mm-hmm. Like, and it has, like, you know, had its own, like,
organ.
Yeah.
On the relationship.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Say this part. But, yeah. Social media can be, how can I say, it can be a good thing.
But here's the thing. I seen this, and I don't mean to, like, you know, take it long, but I just seen this on a radio or a TV the other day.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, just talking about men and women relationships. And it's just like, man, like the dude was saying, I think it was Irv Gotti, bruh. Irv Gotti was disappointed because all the, like, young girls, they don't want nothing but money. Like, they want to be associated with money. So I think that plays a part. I think social media plays a part in it. I just think it's so many factors, bruh. And I think nobody is really interested in forgiving because, you know, like, everybody has options all across the board. Like, even in a relationship, you know, like, somehow, some way, if it ever happened and I could get away with it, like, these are the thoughts that you have. You may not act on them, but everybody know in the back of their mind. Everybody, man.
I feel like we've always had options. I just feel like they're more direct in our face on what we really can have or other people that are interested in us. Yeah, based off of social media. Because you can be in a relationship with somebody and yet other people want you, but you wouldn't know that. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You gotta respect your relationship.
But do you?
No, nigga.
No,
no,
That's the thing, nigga.
Social media.
So if they don't say nothing to you on social media, so they don't respect your relationship?
No, nigga. That's the thing. It ain't no respect in the relationship because you know and she know, nigga. Y'all, it's an understanding. It's a chemistry. Like, it's an undeniable thing. Whether it be right, whether it be wrong, nigga, it's strong enough to say, fuck the relationship, nigga. I'm going after what I want. And that ain't just betrayed by men. That is also women.
So,
nigga. Women
so
just don't
have
to be better.
So this is my thing. Why you waste time then if that ain't what you want?
It's all a part of the game, nigga. I told
it
you.
It ain't no game if you
yes,
waste the time.
Is. Yes, it is, nigga.
This is the game.
This ain't back in the day, nigga. This ain't back in the day.
I feel like back in the day they did it too. They just... You can't tell me y'all ain't got no stories of family members back in the day. My great grandpa had a whole nother family with his wife's sister.
Yeah, but family was just more of a thing now. Like, niggas was like, people have kids and don't be a family. People have kids and won't even together as a unit or a couple and reproduce. Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, the family, it ain't sacred no more. Like it was, or it was pitched to us or capitulated to us as we were coming up. Like, family ain't that no more. Like,
so do you, so when do we blame that on social media versus actual people? Can you blame that on social media though?
Yes, because social media has a part in it. Like, if a nigga who's famous is married, right? And he in somebody else's DMs and they think to expose this nigga, guess what? same for a woman. Like, it probably don't hit the same for a woman, but it's the same shit. Like,
so y'all believe in getting y'all's lick back? Have y'all ever got y'all lick back? Look, why you straight your face like that?
I read a quote yesterday, and the quote said, if you walk away, and that's your definition of called getting your lick back, nigga, you lost. That's what the quote said. Now, me,
my lick back is walking away.
But that's what I heard.
I'm petty, man, and I'm trying to get over that. But yeah, to
a certain degree. I pray for him, keep moving.
Like, you remember when during the pandemic,
I'm that strong of a man.
The Last Dance came out, and they was it was Michael making up, like, a whole character and a whole dude, like, basically talking shit to him, and he was never there. It's the same thing, getting my lick back. Like, nigga, I'm going to make it seem like you did me the dirtiest in my own mind. Like, especially if you walked away from, like, man.
But this my thing,
yeah,
though.
Tell it on the
side. That's my thing, though. I pray for him, keep it moving, but I do.
Yes.
Have you ever got your lick back? Come on now.
My lick back to me is leveling up.
You ain't never got your lick back. Oh, you like ain't I never said, got your lick back.
Like I said, knowing that I can do better than what I just had is me getting my lick back. Yes.
Have you ever got back with somebody after you broke up with them just to get your lick back? Because I have.
What you mean by that?
So, they...
Just
okay,
got back with them and just done them dirty?
Yeah.
And I gotta do all that. That's another waste of energy. Why am I doing that for? What's the point? What am I gaining out of this?
That's where you are now. She's saying, have you
ever? Yeah. What this am is I like, we're grown now. But we done did some stuff. Like, we grown now.
What am I gaining out of that?
We still might do it. Some people still do it.
Yeah.
I think it's a pride thing. For me, it was a pride thing. Because I'm pouring all this love into you.
And it's a shock.
And you like?
Do you believe in karma?
Yeah, but it can also be. It depends. Sometimes karma. Sometimes I'm somebody's karma. Sometimes I'm somebody's karma.
When you do bad, yeah, of course. But when you do it right, you ain't gotta worry about
karma,
that.
Yeah. I used to not believe in karma. I used to think that karma was used as like a fear tactic. Like, but they're all like, you know, the older you get and you go through some shit, you'll be like, man.
Because sometimes you can be a good person and bad shit happens to you. Bad shit gonna happen. That's inevitable.
Everybody it's a cycle. Everybody got skeletons in their closet.
Yeah.
I did.
So did you ever get your lick back?
Have you?
Everybody got skeletons.
Ah, see.
But like I said,
have you ever cheated in a relationship?
Cheated initially first? No. Cheated back? Yes.
Cheating's cheating.
No, it's not. Yes, I feel like it's all about.
What's cheating?
Cheating is cheating. If you knocking, you cheating. If you knocking at the door, you cheating off the grid. That's how I look at it. If you knocking at the door and not walking in, you cheating. Bigger thing about it. If you locked in, you gonna be walking in. I don't care.
I feel like anything that you don't want your partner to find out about is cheating.
If you knocking, you cheating.
That like might be a broad, and it goes.
No, that ain't vague. Ain't nothing vague about might that. Be.
Who is it? You cheating.
That might be very vague, no. But I feel like anything you don't want, you can't tell your partner, and you hiding, that's cheating.
That's knocking at the door.
Okay, to a certain degree, because I think some things, and especially I've heard women say this, some things a nigga just don't need to know, like about your past, like, you know what I'm saying? Like
skeletons in the closet. Like,
and it ain't just with women, like patterns or cycles, like, they, you know what I'm saying? What they say, life repeats itself, like, whatever. Like, so you may be dealing with the issue that you was dealing with 5-10 years ago and it come up again.
Okay, so are we talking about how many, like, say you ask a woman, because my question, like, I don't really care if you ask me, but the thing that kills me about a lot of people is like, oh, how many people have you ever had sex with? Versus you ask them, when's the last time you've been tested versus the last time you had sex? I shouldn't have to worry about how many people you had sex with. How many have you been safe recently? Because we messing with right now.
Yeah.
So
I will say I've never been asked that.
For real?
About, nope.
Tested?
Nope, never.
Oh, see, no. That's like, a great
no,
that's
how saying.
I know. No, I know,
I'm
but that's
saying,
what like.
Because, that's how I know. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? She in the if she asks me a question like that, I don't look at it as disrespect.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you. No, I'm not saying it's disrespect. I'm just saying, like, it's crazy because maybe I've been dealing with the wrong women because I ain't never had a woman.
No, but I feel like a lot of people, especially us women, we worry about the wrong things. So, and we overthink a lot of stuff. So when we ask you, all right, how many people have you had sex with? We really trying to see if you gonna name somebody that we know.
Now, look here,
in case they have one up on us. They might try to blindside us.
I'm being honest with y'all worry about the wrong things, true. We overthink. That's why. That's where the feud come in.
I'm gonna tell you the main issues, right? Oh man.
Y'all ever hit y'all sex partner before?
I should not be telling you this, but you didn't
hit. What do you mean hit?
Knock their ass out.
For what?
Just for anything. How you ever?
I don't know. I don't do domestic disputes. Mm-mm, I'm too much of a lady for that. I don't do that. We get the swing and it's time for me to go. Something ain't right.
Have anybody ever like threatened you?
Hell no. I don't mess with people like that. Because what you threaten me for?
No. I'm just
saying.
I'm just saying,
I've never had an encounter with somebody like that.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't know. Yeah.
Because I know you be sort of kind of all up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I don't really, I've never had to deal with that. Like, I've been blessed to not have to deal with crazy.
And
I'm so serious.
And my apology for
No, you're fine. No, but that's a legit question because when women be like, oh, he threatened my life, or they, I be like, what? For me, I don't victim blame, but I always like, well, what steps, like, what did you miss that you thought was cute that now it ain't cute no more?
Well, yeah, I've been on, like, I have, like, I've been on the flip side of the domestic joint. Like, I have, like, shamefully. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, like, and it's all accountability on me. Like, I was the problem type shit. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I told you before, I didn't used to believe in karma, and I thought it was used as a control tactic. But the older you get and you go through some shit and you be like, damn, I can't really complain about what hell I'm catching because, you know what I'm saying, I put another human being through hell. Like,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So yeah, like, yeah, I feel like there's the flip side. You know what I'm saying? There's one side you feel really bad, then you fight with yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to take it on the head and do better, man. Like, people go through shit. Some people may not be willing to talk about shit like that.
Yeah.
But I feel like you ain't going to get that shit in the Lord forgive me. Lord forgive me. Yeah, we ain't going
to
go there.
Oh, yeah. I think the only thing that saved me... Sorry to cut across you.
No,
but
good.
The only thing that saved me from getting into, like, being able to see that ahead of time is because my mom... I seen my mom in it. So, it's like, I ran away from home to my dad's house. And luckily, I had the dad that I had that was willing to take me and my grandma to help raise me. So, me seeing those signs at an early age let me know at an older age what to avoid. So, I think that's why I've been so blessed to not have to... deal with it. Okay, so do y'all think it's y'all's partner's job to make y'all happy? Are they in control of your happiness?
No.
I feel like they should add to it.
No, yeah. Ain't nobody in control of your happiness. You're not even tired. It sounds stupid.
In a perfect world, yeah. But this is the real world, man. Like I'm be real. I was dealing with a shorty. Shirley used to come home from work, maybe had a long day, maybe dealt with some shit while she was at work, and just came home and was ill, you know what I'm saying? And I also had a long ass day at work and been like quickly irritated, like when I got home. So in a perfect world, yeah, people supposed to be able to bring value and add happiness to your life. But at the same time, people go through shit every day. Be alright.
Not you be alright.
Niggas go through shit every day, B.
True.
Not to like, you know what I'm saying? Not to be like an asshole.
But it's the truth, though. Yeah, like, sometimes you just gotta lay it out there. It just is what it is. I guess that's why I be like.
Every day, well. Every day. Vampire in Brooklyn. Every day won't be a sunny day, bruh.
Oh, hell.
Like. And if every day was a sunny day, what's the value of a sunny day? Like, no, bro. Like, yeah. In a perfect world, yes. To answer your question, yes. You want them to add happiness. But in terms of, like, being entitled, saying they're supposed to, no. Like, you're supposed to do the best you can as a unit.
All right. Okay. I also feel like a conflicting thing between the genders is, like, what's your definition of intimacy? I feel like men view intimacy way different than women. But I
feel like that?
I feel like women are more emotional intimacy versus men are more physical. Y'all like the physical touch, the kisses, rub it on the back, might help part your hair, do your locks, wash them. Women are more like words of affirmation. Tell me I'm beautiful. You know, consider me. We're more of consideration. When you go out, you might see some flowers. Hell, I might not know how to take care of a flower. I really don't. I really don't. But if you buy me some, I will try to take care of them. It's just a thought. So if you see them dead, listen, I tried my best. You know what I'm saying? I got 2 weeks max. That's about it.
And see, I feel like that could be an issue in a relationship, right? A nigga could be like, man, I done took all this damn time, spent all this damn money, and she let the motherfuckers die in two weeks.
And that's why I tell men, give me flowers from Food Line. It's $10. Please do not waste your money. Please. Because don't buy me no roses because they're going
to
be dead.
Communication would have to be there to, like, understand. Yeah, but yeah, that's real. That's real.
So what is y'all's, like, what is intimacy to y'all?
Well, to us, or to me, personally, I'm big on loyalty. So, like, communication, like I said, just like bro just said, you know, communication real is a big thing. I mean, like, even growing up, my mom, you know, my mom was a single mother, so I always have been great, even if it ain't nothing but a strain. Because I'm just glad that you just thought about it at the moment, you know what I'm saying? So
when you say communication, is that like, oh, good morning text, or you like, would you appreciate like a note? Like, if she handwritten, you know, like back in the day, y'all know we used to fold origami notes and pass it to each other.
That's another thing. Yeah, I fuck with effort. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with that heavy. You know what I'm saying? I look at that more on like the effort side.
I think of the movie like Brown Sugar. It's like how they fell in love with hip hop, right? In their own ways of like describing how special like the moment was. Like I feel like any time that you get to spend with your shorty and you can remember that time, like it don't even have to be a week later, like a couple days later, you're just fantasizing about like, you know what I'm saying? You create a playlist for your shorty and y'all share that. Like it's music that you and your shorty like can just ride to. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it hit different. Like, it's genius. It's natural. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's no effort. Like, that's intimacy to me. Like, being able to, like, I don't know, nonverbal communication. I'm very good at it. Like, I should just be able to, you know what I'm saying, look at you and already be able to read. Like,
not just me, everybody. Y'all already know.
No, everybody can't see. That's the intimacy. Everybody can't supposed to read her like I can.
Nah, I ain't saying read it like that. I'm just saying like read it in the sense of like, say no, like, that's my girl. She make me know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? In a very low key way though.
But it ain't about everybody else. It's intimacy.
I feel you on that.
Okay, so do y'all feel like with that intimacy going into it on the darker side somewhat, do you feel like the way you've been hurt or if you've ever been hurt, does that change the way that you love? Let's talk about it. Let's think about it.
Change the way I look at it.
But yeah. Why when that person never done nothing to you?
Yes.
So are you really giving them a fair chance based off of somebody else that hurt you? Because I ain't did shit to you.
Yes and no. Yes, because at the end of the day, I'm giving you a chance. I'm giving you my son. Not trying to be cocky or nothing, but you know what I'm saying? It's a blessing for you and I to be in the same presence right now. No, because I'm not trying to go through the same steps I've been through before.
Boom.
I'm gonna get caught like again. That's some of the moment thought.
But how is that fair when the cars are already against me? What's up?
Little Vice Jr.
What's up, son? What's up, Slick?
So if
what the hell you laughing at?
Man,
oh, you part of the podcast too now?
Yeah. We in the podcast, man.
Oh, word. You know?
Yeah. Girl love. You know what I'm saying? How you doing?
Man, I ain't gonna podcast with this one.
Okay, cool. Alright, so if you saying that, if the cards are already against me, why should I try?
Cards is not against nobody. Who you talking to, me or Drella?
You just answered.
Okay. Cards is not against nobody. At the end of the day, I'm giving you a chance. You give me, and like I said, you give me a chance. It's a
Okay, but in that same realm, are you communicating with me about what has happened in your past so I know what not to do?
See, that's what I meant by when I told you, like certain things, like, I feel like, you know what I'm saying, the past don't need to be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because maybe it's the fear of, if I tell you this, like...
You might use it against me. That could be a weapon you can use against me.
But is that something y'all would do? Y'all gotta think self-reflection. Is that something y'all would do, or y'all scared somebody else gonna do it?
Go for it.
So when do you allow that trust in? If y'all gotta build brick walls down before I can build a foundation.
But at the same time, what you always heard, make them earn your trust.
That's low.
Make them earn your trust.
Yeah, but what part of...
You don't wake up, meet somebody, like, oh, I trust him off the grid. What,
3 months before? Like, what was that, like a 90-day?
Now, y'all know y'all ain't never had to wait no damn 90 days.
Hey.
And y'all ain't never had to wait no 90 days. Y'all probably give a woman about.
Hey, you owe me.
Well, excuse me.
Not you owe me.
No, I lied like hell because I wasn't waiting. I was there.
Oh, okay. I was about to say.
I was there. But she still made me. She made me wait, though. You feel me? She ain't let me touch her for like after like 6 months, 7 months.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And you waited on too, bro.
Damn right, I waited.
So come over, now.
Yes, sir. Black men don't cheat. Remember that, man.
We ain't gonna go there for.
Black men don't cheat.
We ain't gonna go there for.
Women do.
Come on now. Come on.
What'd you say? They start the fire. Would you help bring the hell forward to it?
Black men don't cheat, so I need that hell forward. Black is good. Nah.
All right, so do y'all feel like with that, black men don't cheat?
Absolutely not. 0% chance. What's up?
What's your definition of cheating? No.
Cheating, shit. I mean, you know, if you got a significant other and you damn just giving anybody else attention. I mean, when I say attention, I mean like bad attention. You know, like I
ain't a bitch. Okay. All right. So y'all saying so a woman has to build your trust based off of another woman's mistakes?
Nah, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, you know, that you gotta earn your trust.
That's like me knocking down the rollabout and trusting the foundation enough to build a Walmart right there.
We at the same time.
So how do you trust your partner?
You're about to say, do you just wake up just trusting?
What's the trust process for your partner? You trust them off the bat?
Yeah, I use the guilty until proven guilty. I mean, innocent until proven guilty method.
No, you had it right the first time.
Not guilty until that's y'all's problem. Guilty until proven innocent, but nah. Innocent until proven, like, I gotta give you a fair chance. If I'm not communicating with you how I wanna be loved, first you gotta tell them how you wanna be loved. Then I'm like, I'm an open book now. Like, going to therapy helped me out a lot. So I don't mind talking to people about my past if you got questions, because if I'm telling you, then I expect for you not to do the same thing.
Yeah.
I can't expect you not to do the same thing if you don't even know what happened.
I just feel like...
Ooh, I feel like I Uno reversed on y'all's ass.
I just feel like everything that glitter ain't gold. So everything, like, you can't, like, you gotta be stingy with your trust. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're able to pull five, you gotta know, like, one or two out of five ain't really worth it. You know what I'm saying? Maybe three out of five.
Is it trusting them, or is it trusting yourself that you made the right decision?
Oh. Because a woman is what a woman is.
Just like y'all, I say, man,
that's the chase. Man. A nigga wouldn't have a man if a nigga didn't have to work.
Oh, my God. So, do y'all feel like being single is boring?
It ain't born, but it has it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Let me say that again. It is not born, but at the same time, you know what I'm saying? Special holidays, special occasions come in. You know, it's nice.
Is it, okay, is there a difference between being single and being lonely?
Where you going?
Do y'all get in relationships?
Yeah.
They getting beat up in here. So, do y'all believe in It's the difference between being single or getting in a relationship because you've been single or getting in a relationship because you've been lonely.
Nah, I get in a relationship because not only do I like you enough, but it's got to be some type of, I won't say love, but trust. You know what I'm saying? So it ain't got nothing to do with none of that. It's just, I'm ready to go to that level with you. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to me just fucking off and being single. You know? It's a big deal to be in a relationship with a girl in these days. Like, because cheating or secretly cheating. You know what I'm saying? It's just easier to do now, man. It's easy to do all across the board. It really is. Would you disagree with that?
No. You know what I'm saying?
Would you disagree with that?
No. But do y'all believe in first date sex? Ah! Since we talked about it, so.
Well, where the fuck is Guala Guala? Oh, okay.
Well, I'm putting it right here.
Now listen, if I think about you.
If the mood is set, then whatever happens, happens.
So you feel like if a woman give you sex on the first date, can you take her out on another date?
Most definitely. It's all with me. Like I said, it's all about your vibe. It's all about where your head is. It's all about how you really come to the table.
So, okay, so y'all don't feel like, all right, she gave me sex on her first date because I know how y'all think. I was raised by my dad.
Thank you.
I'm going to just put it out there. So y'all ain't never thought, oh, she gave me sex on her first date. Who else has she done this with?
All that matters.
But you just said it don't matter.
I never said it didn't matter.
It matters.
I never said it didn't matter.
Sure,
you said it was based off the vibe.
Based off the vibe. I never said it didn't matter. Now. It do matter.
Because you can do that, right? You can do that, and it still work out to be like a great relationship. You know what I'm saying? And it may go there between y'all. You know what I'm saying? And you can also do that, and it don't work out because you do think she a hoe, like, and she may think you a hoe too. But either way, like, that's between y'all. Like, but if y'all ain't had no type of, I don't want to say legally binding contract, verbally anyway, that's communication for your ass. If you ain't had no communication about like it being on a relationship too.
So do y'all feel like some women have sex too fast?
Yeah. Some, a lot of women don't know what they're doing. I guess anybody can say that though.
Yeah.
You got to wrap it up.
Nah.
Y'all been talking
minutes,
though.
30 minutes.
Nah.
I gave you longer than 30 minutes.
You said 30 seconds, so we was already shot. We was already shot. You might as well go on ride away. You got 3 more minutes.
3 more, yeah.
Okay. So, if a woman's having sex too fast and y'all having sex with that woman, ain't y'all having sex too fast too?
No.
Yeah, no.
Because at the end of the day, right?
When a woman's having sex too fast, most times they come on.
At the end of the day, right? It's expected for a man to cheat. And it's always been frowned upon for the woman to be.
Oh, didn't y'all's homeboy just say black men don't cheat?
Yeah.
And you just said it's expected for a man to cheat.
Yeah, that's why you said guilty until proven innocent.
No, I said innocent until proven guilty. No.
We already know, like, we already come into the relationship with past trauma, like, you know, but it still happens.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, you can catch the Normal Black Girl Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, as well as YouTube every Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Peace, y'all.